Each and every Monday is $9 Monday at both wagertalk.com and sportsmemo.com, when all daily picks packages are priced at only $9, including 5% best bets normally priced at $35. As an added bonus, any picks packages loaded early for overnight Tuesday or action during the week will also be priced at $9 until midnight on Monday. So make sure to take advantage of getting these $25 and $35 picks for only $9 before the clock strikes 12 and they return to regular price.
Welcome on into Asian Baseball Today. Cue that Thin Lizzy, because the boys are back in town. We can't actually play it, though. Over 100,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel. Those copyright infringements will be coming fast and furious. But maybe we'll have Brandon to sing it. I'm your host, Dan Alexander, and happy to be back with my guys, Adam Trigger and Tua Keo. Brandon with us in the house. You can follow them both on Twitter at TopFlightSI and at JP Baseball TV. Boys, it's great to be back with you here, a Thursday edition. And for you, those of you tuning in, we will be going exclusively on Mondays going forward. I just had a date with the Eagles, seeing them beat down the Vikings on Monday. So that's on me, but I figured we'd throw the boys a bone and get you a show here today. Brandon, we'll start with you because I talked about how pumped up I was for my Eagles. This is your chance. Get it out of your system. You may have been right about the Dolphins and Tua. How's it going, man, and what do you have up tonight?
Yeah, this is a baseball show, but yeah, I caught a lot of grief from Joe and you about saying I think Tua is a better quarterback than Justin Herbert. Hey, Tua in his career, 13-8, Justin Herbert, 15-17. So yeah, hey, just saying. I'm just saying. But yeah, today, Asian baseball got quite a few plays out today, but I grouped my three best plays into one package, and you can get them at Tokyo Brandon's page at wagertalk.com. Pretty excited. Full slate in KBO and pretty close to full slate in Japanese baseball. My three plays are a mix between Japanese and Korean, winning 60% on the season. So go grab that package.
Head on over wt.buzz/TB. Trig, how's it going for you, brother? I know you got three different 4%ers rocking, one of them in the morning for KBO tomorrow. We got some MLB tonight, but how have you been, brother? How's it been running since we talked last?
Well, KBO's been running great. I've been playing sparingly here and there just because it's tougher to find, I would say, really good value on a day-to-day basis. And that goes for both baseball. That's the same thing in the MLB at this point. You start to get the very end of the season. Teams are tired. Teams are playing meaningless games. But KBO's been awesome. 6-1 in my last seven games. I'm off to a 5-2 start in the NFL. And actually, I'm on the Browns -4 as a 4% play. I gave that out for free. So that's up on my page, and that's a play for me tonight. I also have a 4% Major League Baseball play, 4% KBO that goes in the morning, and my first 5% college football selection of the season goes this weekend, and that's up on my page now. So a lot of stuff going on. But yeah, KBO is heating up for me at the right time. So hopefully we keep closing down the season with some winners.
5%er, and you were our $2 Tuesday handicapper. So I believe people can still grab that for $2, right, Trig?
Yeah, it may still be up. I know it was left up yesterday. So I'd imagine won't be $2 after today. So if
you want to get it now, is what Trig's saying. Yep. Go and grab that. Listen, head on over to his page.
Dan, I actually put two football plays up, both 4%ers that I gave out for free this week. So one in college, one in the NFL. So yeah, $2 for the 5%er, not a bad deal.
Man, big weekend for Trig and big weekend for KBO. The playoff race is heating up. We're going to talk to Trig about that in just a second. But since it's been 10 days since our last show, let's all get on the same page here. Start with our standings update. No one's really streaking right now. I mean, outside of Kia, who's been 1-9, and thanks to that, don't look now, the NC Dinos just 5 games out of that 5 spot, with Kia kind of reeling here a little bit. SSG still 3.5 games up on LG, and even further on the field. So, Trig, I know we'll probably be referencing this graphic while you're talking, because not only the different format of the end of the season that you want to talk about, but with 10 days since we last talked, what's this playoff picture looking like, man?
Yeah, so let's just start. We'll start with the playoff picture, and we'll start with just a quick reset. Not a whole lot has changed. LG is still chasing SSG. It's roughly 3.5 games. That's what it was last time we had a show. Kiwoom still has a 1-game lead on KT. That's basically what it was the last time we had a show. But the Kia Tigers, guys, since we last talked, have been in the midst of one of the bigger collapses in, like, the history of maybe all baseball. I mean, they had a massive chokehold on this final playoff spot, and they managed to lose 9 straight games. And they were 1 game away from giving that 5th spot away, and they won last night to give themselves a 1.5 game lead over the NC Dinos, which doesn't mean much because those two teams play the next 2 days. And what they've also done is kept Lotte and Samsung in the mix. Two teams that really have no business being in the mix for a playoff spot are still in the mix because KT went on such a ridiculous losing streak. But what I want to talk about more is the schedule, because I think it's a kind of an unknown, and I do think there's an actionable piece of information here. So how this works, after today was the last day of the regular season on paper, but in the KBO, any cancellation, any rainout gets tacked onto the end of the season. So essentially what's happened is there's 14 additional game days that follow the sort of usual KBO Thursday to Sunday schedule, with the exception of, I do think we have a few Monday games coming up to get all the games in. The actual piece of info here, guys, is that not every team plays every single day. And so that's going to create big advantages when teams know that they have an off day, or maybe you have a team that plays 3 times in a week. Kiwoom will run into that, and I'll get into that later in the show. The point is, it's going to be really important to look at the schedule, because there's going to be spots here where teams that maybe don't have a great bullpen can double up on starters because they know they have a day off, and they know they're not going to need 5 starters for the week. So it's more important than ever to handicap the schedule when you're looking at these games over the next 2 weeks, because you're going to get spots where teams are going to be better or worse off with their pitching than the team that they're playing, and it's going to probably create some pretty big edges.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you mentioned that, because it almost ties in with what Brandon wants to talk about here. It's been a while since we found out how the sausage is made. You have another chart here for the listeners and watchers of Asian Baseball Today. We got scoring by day of the week, and kind of ties into what Trig was talking about. So, Brandon, floor is yours, brother.
Yeah, and if that girl don't like it, then forget her. The boys are back in town. The boys are back. Actually, that's not my favorite.
There she is.
That's not my. Yeah, there she is. Actually, Jailbreak is a better song than that. But
yeah,
hey, anyway.
It's a good song.
But anyways, the boys are back. So yeah, I don't know how relevant this is going to be long term, but for the next couple days, it's going to be relevant. So let's put up the day of the week graphic that I made. As Adam said, we are winding down of the season, but I'm actually kind of opposite of Adam. I like the end of the season betting, because you've got teams that have basically thrown in the towel, and then you got other teams who really need to win. So backing those teams that really need to win and fading those teams who've basically thrown in the towel, I like doing that towards the end of the season. So let's take a look at days of the week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday are when the games are played. So this is Asian time. So if you, the weekend games generally are, if it's a Saturday in Korea, it's probably a Saturday night in the U.S. But when I say Tuesday games, it's usually that would be a early Tuesday morning or Monday night in the U.S. So just keep that in perspective. So obviously Tuesday, after the day of rest, the scores are a little lower. As you can see down there, average game total at the bottom, it's 8.9. And then Wednesday, 8.7, you know, slightly different, but basically the same. And then Thursday, the score shoots up because your bullpen starts to get a little bit tired. And then Friday, the scores shoot up really big. So that would be today, right? So Friday's today. So, you know, scores shoot up on Friday and then they go back down on Saturday and they go back a little bit up on Sunday. So that's basically how it goes. And you can see on the left there, I have it broken down by team. So, you know, SSG, there are big scorers on Friday, as you can see, and Kia are big scorers on Friday. Hanwha, they're never a good scorer, but interestingly enough, Friday is their worst day of the week, Hanwha. You can see they only score 3 runs a game on Friday, which is kind of unusual because the rest of the league is way up on Friday. So, you know, Hanwha's always going to be, you know, the strange team over there sitting in the corner by themselves. So that's kind of how it breaks down. So take a screenshot of that. These numbers are probably only going to be relevant for the next, I'd say, 4 or 5 days, because like Adam was talking about, the schedule gets a little weird from here on out. People get rest here and there. The reason Tuesday, like I said, is low is because the bullpen is on a rest and all the hitters are on a rest as well. So the next 14 days are going to be, you know, weird rest days and stuff like that. So this will be less and less relevant. But for today, tomorrow, and the next day, it is relevant. Starting next week, these numbers probably won't count as much. But as of now, take a screenshot of that. And I really don't like the expression, how the sausage is made. Because I've seen sausages be made. And, you know, hey, they're not as beautiful. They're not as beautiful as Tua throwing touchdowns, but
it still tastes delicious, and that's where the real thing is. The end product is delicious, no matter how it is made.
By the way, everyone, you should follow Dan's Twitter. He puts up some really appetizing stuff.
I don't mess around, man. The smokers.
If you're on a diet, don't follow Dan, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, you met me. You know there's not a such thing as diet in the newbie household. I mean, that's the lock of the century. Guys, let's get into our featured game here. Let's talk this Kia Tigers and NC Dinos matchup. But this is ultimately interesting because it's that battle for the 5 spot. You're seeing NC as the 195 favorite in the bounce back spot as Kia finally gets a win for the first time in a long time, beating NC this morning. So, Brandon, I'll start with you. You know, 9.5 high total here, so runs expected. Is NC laying this spot, you know, worth it in the bounce back? How are you going to be betting this game, or how do you see some value potentially in this one?
Yeah, the reason this number is so high is because Drew Rosinski's on the mound for NC, and Drew Rosinski is one of the best pitchers in the KBO, but I don't know if he warrants this kind of number in this situation. If you look at his numbers, he's played Kia once and he gave up a 5 spot to him. And in his last 3 starts, he's given up 3, 4, and 6. I mean, his strikeout ratio is amazing, but against Kia, he hasn't pitched that well. And in his last 3 starts, he's tailing off a little. He might be getting tired. So I think this number is way, way overblown. Im Gyeon, who I have nicknamed Lips because he looks like that guy on Fat Albert, but he is not the greatest pitcher in the world, but you know, he has good games sometimes. In his last 3 though, he's been okay. He's given up 3, 0, and 4 in his last 3 starts, but against NC, he's given up 5, 4, and 3. So he's faced him 3 times this season. Obviously NC has an advantage in the starting pitching, but not that big of an advantage. So I'm not going to play this game, you know, full transparency. I'm not playing it. But if I were going to play this, I would take Kia with some runs, or I would take him in the first 5 with a half run, play it that way, because I think this line is a little bit overblown. Drew Rosinski hasn't been that good.
So you looking towards the dog potentially, but sounds more like just a slight lean than anything crazy to pull off the rubber band. Trig, you feel a little bit stronger about this game? You looking the same way, or you maybe looking the opposite way?
No, I'm looking the exact same way, Dan. Listen, Kia plus 1.5 was on my sort of short list for plays. And ultimately, the reason I'm not going to bet it is because I just haven't been betting on this Kia team, and that's been a pretty good angle the last, you know, 2 weeks, not betting on Kia because they were in such a slump. But yesterday was such a big win for them. That was that, in my opinion, that might be the game that sort of, you know, gives Kia what they need to finish out the season respectably and win and hold on to that fifth playoff spot, because they were up against Changmo Ku and had lost 9 straight games. It was a road game, and they ended up getting the win. So I think that's got to be a massive confidence boost for a team that had no confidence. And then I'll just echo what Brandon said. There's no way, like, NC should not be favored by this much just because Drew Rosinski's on the mound. He's great, but, you know, I mean, he's been hit and Kia has hit him. So I just don't understand how NC can be a $2 favorite here. With that being said, they definitely have the bullpen advantage, but Hyung Im has been better the last two times out. He's actually, you know, he had a great outing, 7 shutout innings, I think the last time out. And over his last two starts, 13.1 innings pitched, just 3 earned runs. So he's in one of his better stretches. The thing that kind of I come back to, and what's going to keep me off of this ultimately, NC has crushed him too. And of course, NC lost last night. Kia, where Kia struggles is their bullpen depth, and they did need their bullpen to see out that 3-1 win. But I don't think there's guaranteed offense here, because I do think there's going to be a real playoff type feel to this game, just like there was last night. I cashed with the under last night based off of the fact that I thought it would be a tight sort of managed in a playoff fashion, and I think these two teams will do the same thing here. So I wouldn't want to take over at that inflated number. But again, these two pitchers have been owned by the opposing team. So I have a pretty strong lean toward Kia plus 1.5. I think it's good value, but it's not going to make my client card because I just don't overly trust Kia. But if you're betting numbers, Kia plus 1.5 does make sense.
Yeah, and Trigg cashed with the under, which meant I cashed with the under. Big thanks to Trigg. You can head on over to his page, wt.buzz/AT. Grab Tokyo. Brandon has a 3-pack going tonight as well. Just $19 for 3 big-time bets for our guy Tokyo Brandon, running 60% in Asian baseball. Trigg, coming right back your way, because you wanted to talk a little bit about this Kiwoom team, and It's a potential bounce back spot for them coming tomorrow morning. They lost to Doosan this morning, and then they face off against Lotte. So how's the weekend looking, in your opinion, from a betting angle on this Kiwoom Heroes team?
Yeah, so I'm really going to talk about what the rest of the season looks like for them, Dan, because Kiwoom plays in a dome. They're the one team that plays in a venue that's not affected by rain. So what happens is every year we get to this time of year and Kiwoom has far less games to make up than all the other teams because their home games never get canceled. And so what that's done this year is when you look at the standings and you see KT's a game behind them, they actually have the same number of losses. It's just Kiwoom has 4 more wins. And so I think that gives Kiwoom a nice advantage because essentially what KT's going to have to do to catch up to them is win games. Now, KT is going to control their own destiny in that regard, but what Kiwoom can do over the next couple of weeks is really just, you know, they're going to be able to throw Wu Jin-an and Jokic in every big game if they need to, because all of their games are so spaced out. So you look at, like, they're going to play Friday, Saturday, so they've got Doosan tomorrow morning, and then I believe they play Saturday, and they're off on Sunday. Next week, they're going to go Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. The following week, Thursday, Saturday. What that means is if you're looking at if Kiwoom's in a spot where they need to potentially win to hold off KT to get that third spot, they can go with one of their studs, which is Wu Jin-an, Jokic, and it's going to give them a nice advantage because those guys are, you know, two of the top pitchers in the league. What they're going to also be able to do is hide the back end of this rotation that hasn't been very good. Jongs, Han, some of the guys that have gotten hit harder, they're only going to need them if the game is meaningless, meaning if they want to rest their top guys because they've got a playoff game coming up or for the playoffs. they're only going to really need to start those guys if it's a meaningless game. So I really think that gives Kiwoom such a nice advantage because all their games are spaced out. They're going to know if it's a game they need to win, and they're going to be able to tweak their rotation to put their top guys on the mound in the games that they need their top guys on the mound. And their top guys are some of the top pitchers in the league. Like Woo Jin-an is, I would say he's the best Korean-born pitcher in this league at this point, at least the best Korean-born pitching prospect in the league at this point. So I this year, with the fact that Kiwoom has sort of already played their way into the playoffs, it really couldn't work out better for them, guys. They're going to be able to pick their spots. They're only going to have five games left after this weekend, and I think they're going to be able to set up just the way they want for all five of those.
So that's the outlook moving forward for Kiwoom. Brandon, this is Asian baseball today. You wanted to take a look at some Japanese baseball. It's Pacific League matchup time. You got the Rakuten Eagles taking on the Nippon Ham Fighters, and you got a breakdown coming from my guy, Tokyo Brandon. Floor is yours.
Yes, sir. Let's take a look. Let's hop to my neck of the woods in Japan. This game's actually going to be played way up north in Sendai, but we've got Nippon Ham Fighters traveling to the Rakuten Golden Eagles. So the Nippon Ham Fighters in Japanese baseball are basically the Hanwha Eagles. They're out of it. They have nothing to play for. You know, they can put up some runs here and there, and they'll make a good showing once in a while, but their season's basically over. So they're basically playing for pride. On the other hand, we've got Rakuten, who is in third place. And in each Japanese league, the top three teams make the playoffs. So this is the Pacific League. The Eagles are in third place, but they have one team nipping at their heels, and they're trying to catch the next team in second place. So they're fighting really hard. So they've got a veteran named Wakui on the mound today. Wakui used to be an absolute stud, but this year he's fallen off a little bit. But fallen off, you know, he's got a 3.22 ERA and a 0.96 whip. And against Nippon Ham, he's even better. Rakuten has the bullpen advantage. They have the starting pitching advantage. They have the home advantage. So I'm all over Rakuten here. And in the next this is a three-game series. So if you see good numbers for Rakuten, I would be all over them in this series. They could pull off a sweep. Nippon Ham does play well in the first game of series for some reason. When they win, it's usually game one of the series. So you want to stay off tonight. But in the next 2 days, if you see any good numbers for these Rakuten Eagles, I would jump all over it because they should be able to crush this team. Game one, like I said, might be a trap game, though. You might want to lay off today. But next day after, look at the numbers for Nippon Ham. And if you see something you like, I would take it.
See, I knew that you liked the Eagles after all. I guess it had to be the Rakuten Eagles, not the Philadelphia variety, but the Eagles nevertheless.
No Tua.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Brandon, going to go right back your way. It's best bet time. Thanks for everybody riding with us. You can hop in the comments below. Let us know what you're betting in Asian baseball moving forward here. But I want to remind people, Brandon, that $9 package going up 60% on Asian baseball this season, just $19. If you want to get three plays for tonight in Asian baseball action. So, Brandon, best bet time and get all those best plays, but you got a free play for them right now.
Yes, sir. Let's come back to the KBO. So, Doosan and Kiwoom are going at it tonight, and Brandon Waddell is going for Doosan. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. No, it's Waddell. Anyways, Tyler Epler is going for Kiwoom. Tyler Epler is going for Kiwoom. So let's just compare starting pitchers first off the bat. If you dig deep into the FIP, Tyler Epler has a small advantage, but ERA and WHIP, Brandon Waddell has a huge advantage. And what he even has a bigger advantage is his first five ERA. So I do track first five ERAs in the KBO as well, and Tyler Epler has a 3.36 first five ERA, where Brandon Waddell has a 2.13 in the first five. So Brandon Waddell is much better in the first five innings than Tyler Epler is. So let's take a look at hitting. Kiwoom and Doosan. Doosan has been putting up 6.7 runs the last week, where Kiwoom's putting up 4.8. So, you know, you have a team that's in better form, they have the better lineup, and they have the better starting pitching, and they are the underdogs in the first five. So I would take here Doosan in the first five. They got the better first, they got the better starting pitcher, and they hit better in the first five. If you can get a good number for the plus half run, that might be a good bet as well. But Doosan first five is where I'm looking for my best bet today.
Doosan Bears in the first five as they're taking on the Kiwoom Heroes. Our guy Adam Trigger is also eyeing this game, and he's attacking it just a little bit different, but almost in the same vein. How are you breaking this one down, Trig?
Yeah, Dan, listen, I like the under here. It's under 8 minus 120. I've been pretty good with the totals, picking my spots for best bets, for client plays. My last couple client plays have been totals winners. And the only reason I'm not going to make this like a client-type bet is because I think the number's about a half run to a run lower than I would have liked. But for something that comes close, I do think runs are going to be at a premium here. Brandon just gave us a breakdown, a great breakdown on Waddell. Fully agree with him. I think he's a stud. 3.28 ERA, 1.29 whip. He's only been in the league since halfway through the year. And I hope Doosan finds a way to keep him, because he's a really good lefty. And he's a solid import starter in this league. And that's what leads me to think that Kiwoom's not going to hit a whole lot, because they don't hit lefties well. And Brandon pointed out some good numbers on these two teams the last couple weeks. Now, the one number that I don't think is going to last is Doosan's, you know, sort of run scoring ability, because this has been one of the worst offensive teams in the league all year. And Tyler Epler has been better. So his numbers aren't great. He has not been a great import starter in this league, but he's been better the last couple times out. He had a really nice start against the KT Wiz, 7 scoreless innings, and he pitched good at the NC as well. So I'm willing to see if I can ride the hot hand a little bit with Epler here against the Doosan team that really doesn't hit. Overall, they don't hit. They've had a couple of good games of late, but really this offense is not good. So if you look at it that way, Kiwoom struggles against lefties, up against a really good lefty. Doosan offense struggles in general. I wouldn't be surprised if this is something like a 3-2, 4-3 type game. So under 8 is going to be my best bet for the show. It's the way I would look in this Doosan Kiwoom matchup.
And if under I can add 8.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, yeah, Adam's bet is under 8. And if I could add, I totally agree with him. Doosan had one game where they blew up for 13 runs or 15 runs or something. But overall on the season, I think they're scoring only about 3.7 per game. So, yeah, I totally agree
with Adam. Worst offensive team in KBO this year, and I don't even think it's close. I mean, they've won more games than Hanwha, but Hanwha's a better offensive team. Doosan's dead last as far as offense is concerned.
Yep, Doosan's scoring less than 4 a game, so yeah. I agree with that.
Bolstering the best bet. I like it. Experts helping experts. Head on over to both their pages at wagertalk.com. Reminding you, Brandon also has Doosan first five on the money line for the best bet. That's going to do it for us. If you like the show, just hit that like button, hit subscribe, hop in the comments below. Let us know what you're betting on. And we will be back Monday here. And if Tua ends up beating the Bills, I think I'm just going to have to take the show off. Like there's no way I'm doing the pre-show meeting with Brandon if Tua beats the Bills. But hopefully you make some money in KBO this weekend. And we will see you Monday on Asian Baseball Today.
Ready to take your favorite Wager Talk handicappers wherever you travel this football season? The Wager Talk TV app is now live for phones, tablets, smart TVs, and streaming platforms. Tune into your favorite shows like Wager Talk Today, Bet On It, and the Opening Line Report. Plus, browse through our extensive library of sports betting tips. Create your personal playlist of betting tip videos to help you prepare for the upcoming season, and set notifications to alert you when new content is added. Download the app for Apple, Android, Amazon, and Roku devices by searching for Wager Talk TV, or scan the QR code on your screen to join the winning conversation today.